You know, it's funny how we sometimes think of Spanish as, well, just one language, same everywhere. But when you actually listen, you start hearing all these, like, amazing variations.
Definitely. And Mexican Spanish, it just has this vibrancy, its own unique character.
Exactly. And that's what we want to sort of unpack with you today, give you a real taste of what makes it tick.
Yeah, so for this deep dive, we've pulled together a bunch of really common Mexican sayings. Everything from, basic everyday
Those
phrases,
workhorses.
right, to
That
the
is.
wisdom you find in their proverbs, some really powerful quotes, and those fantastic colloquialisms.
And it's not just about translating words, is it? It's about getting the feel, the culture behind them.
That's the key. Our sources here, they're really aimed at helping learners, connect better,
Yeah.
sound a bit more natural, understand the local way of talking.
So our plan is to pull out the most, well, useful and interesting bits for you. Keep it engaging, help you tap into that deeper cultural understanding without feeling like overwhelmed.
Sounds good.
Okay, so let's start with the basics, the everyday toolkit of Mexican sayings.
Yeah, and what's interesting right off the bat is how many of these core phrases aren't literal at all. They pack in so much cultural meaning, like qué padre.
Ah, qué padre. Yeah, literally, how father. Which doesn't really mean anything on its own, does it?
Not really, no.
But what it actually means is like, that's awesome or so cool.
Exactly. You hear it constantly. Someone's excited about, I don't know, a new phone or they see a great view.
Right. It's that immediate positive reaction, kind of expressive.
Yeah, the source example is perfect. Viste a mi nuevo coche. Qué padre. Saw my new car. Awesome. Simple admiration.
Okay, what's next?
Then there's no manches.
No manches. This one always gets me. Literally, don't stain. Where does it even come from? It's a bit strange, right?
It is a bit mysterious, but the meaning, wow, it's so flexible. It can be no way. Seriously. Oh, come on.
So it covers surprise, disbelief, maybe even slight annoyance.
Yeah, a whole range packed in there. It suggests, emotions are expressed pretty openly.
And how you say it matters, I bet.
Totally. The example nails it. Me cortó por mensaje. No manches. He dumped me by text. No way! You could just hear the shock, right?
Oof. Yeah. Okay, next.
The super versatile orale.
Borale. This one's like a Swiss Army knife, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Depending on how you say it, it's let's go or wow. Okay, even hurry up. It just pops up everywhere.
It's all about context and tone, like, ya casi terminamos, órale. We're almost done. All right, let's go. Using it to get things moving.
Okay. And then there's one with a story behind it.
Yeah, aguas.
Aguas, literally waters, which sounds kind of random as a warning.
Right, but the source reminds us it's from back when people would yell it before, well, tossing dirty water into the street.
Oh, wow. So it stuck around.
Yep, now it just means heads up or watch out, like a little piece of history in everyday language.
That's cool. So aguas con ese escalón just means watch that step.
Exactly, that immediate alert. Now, mi veil is one you need to be a bit careful with.
Ah, yes, mi veil. Literally, it's worth me, meaning I don't care.
Right. And the source warns, it can sound pretty blunt, maybe even rude if you're not, like, super informal with close friends.
So it really highlights that need to understand the social setting, the formality. You probably wouldn't say it to your boss.
Definitely not. You might say something softer like, no me importa mucho. It doesn't matter much to me. But mi veil is direct.
Like the example, te critican mucho. Mi veo. They criticize you a lot. I don't care. Doesn't mince words.
Not at all. Okay, moving to something more descriptive. Está cañón.
Esta cañón. Literal, it's cannon. That imagery hits you straight away, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Something big, intense.
Yeah, it means that's rough or this is serious. Intense, you'd use it for a tough situation or maybe something shockingly expensive.
That cannon metaphor really lands the weight of it.
It does. Did you see the flight cost? Is the cañón! That's insane. Makes it crystal clear.
Okay, something a bit more positive now.
Sure, like Cheeto.
Cheetah. Just a nice, easy way to say cool or nice, right? More casual.
Yeah, very relaxed. The source says maybe younger people use it more, but it's pretty widespread for just easy approval.
Like, we're going to a party Friday. Cheeto.
Exactly. Simple, effective.
Yeah.
And similar for agreement, there's sale.
Sale. Literally, it leaves. But it functions as cool, deal, sounds good. That quick confirmation when you're making plans.
Oh, yeah, you hear it constantly. Zubaza las ocho va. Sale. See you at 8. Cool. Deal. It's like a verbal nod.
Got it. And for encouragement,
Ánimo.
ánimo, meaning spirit. That feels really positive, like cheer up or you got this.
It's got that genuine supportive energy. No pasé el examen. Ánimo. La próxima vez lo lograrás.
Yeah.
Didn't pass the test. Cheer up. You'll get it next time. Simple, but, you know, heartfelt.
Nice. And the last one in this basic set.
Echar la hueva.
Echar la hueva. I love this. To throw the laziness. It just perfectly captures that feeling of doing absolutely nothing and, like, really enjoying it.
Total guilt-free vegging out.
Yeah. It kind of suggests that taking time to just chill is actually valued, doesn't it?
It feels like it. That unapologetic relaxation. ¿Qué hiciste hoy? Nada. Estuve echando la hueva. What did you do? Nothing. Just chilled. A great description.
So yeah, even these basic phrases, they really open a window onto everyday communication and maybe some cultural attitudes too.
Definitely. And using a few can make you sound, well, instantly more plugged in.
Absolutely. Okay, so from the everyday stuff, let's move into Mexican proverbs, those little nuggets of traditional wisdom.
Right, the refrains. These are fascinating because they often reflect core cultural values, offering advice based on generations of experience. They're like cultural shorthand.
Okay, what's the first one?
Camarón que se duerme, se lo lleva la corriente.
Camarón que se duerme. A shrimp that falls asleep is swept away by the current. Wow, the image is so clear.
Yeah, isn't it?
Basically, don't slack off, stay sharp, or you'll get left behind. Highlights being proactive.
Exactly. Don't be complacent. Good life advice, really.
Okay, next.
Dime con quién andas y te diré quién eres.
Dime con quién andas. Tell me who you walk with and I'll tell you who you are. Your friends reflect on you, basically. Choose them wisely.
Yeah, it speaks to that strong link between your social circle and, well, how people see you, maybe even who you become. Community matters.
Makes sense. What about tough times?
For that, there's al mal tiempo buena cara.
Al mal tiempo buena cara. In bad times, put on a good face. Resilience, right? Keep a positive outlook even when things are hard.
That's it. That cultural value of inner strength, not letting things get you down publicly, perhaps. Maintaining optimism.
I like that. Okay, what else?
How about a reassuring one?
Más vale tarde que nunca.
Ah, más vale tarde que nunca. Better late than never. We have that in English, too, of course.
We do.
It just encourages getting something done, even if it takes a while. The achievement itself is what counts, right? It eases the pressure of perfect timing. Just get there eventually.
Good one. Next.
This one values hard work. El que madruga, Dios lo ayuda.
El que madruga. God helps those who rise early. The early bird catches the worm, essentially.
Pretty much. It stresses being diligent, getting started early. Shows an appreciation for effort and initiative.
Yeah, that work ethic showing through. Last proverb.
This one's about kindness. Has bien y no mires a quien. Has bien y no mires a quien. Do good and don't look at whom.
Right. That's lovely. Be kind. Be generous. Just because it's the right thing to do, not for who receives it.
Exactly. It's about selfless action, the goodness of the deed itself.
These proverbs, they really do offer these little insightful glimpses into values and approaches to life, don't they?
They absolutely do. Little windows into the culture.
Okay, so we've got everyday phrases. We've got traditional wisdom. Now, let's look at some specific Mexican quotes, words from influential people.
Yeah, these often capture really significant parts of Mexican history or culture or artistic spirit, revolution, national pride, that sort of thing. First up, from the amazing Frida Kahlo.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Para que los quiero si tengo alas pa volar.
Pies para que los quiero si tengo alas pa volar. Feet, what do I need them for if I have wings to fly? Wow. Especially coming from her with all her physical struggles.
Right. It's incredibly powerful.
It speaks volumes about like inner freedom, the power of the mind and spirit over the body, resilience, creativity. Just wow.
Your spirit really shines through. Okay, next, from Emiliano Zapata, a huge figure in the Mexican Revolution.
Okay.
Es mejor morir de pie que vivir toda una vida arrodillado.
Es mejor morir de pie. It is better to die standing than to live a life on your knees. That's intense. It completely captures that revolutionary fire, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Fighting for your rights, for freedom, dignity, no matter the cost, refusing to submit. Such a core theme in their history.
It really embodies that resistance. Okay, now more philosophical one from Octavio Paz, the Nobel laureate. La patria es impecable e inmortal. Tío no es invulnerable.
La patria es impecable.
Yeah.
The homeland is impeccable and immortal, but it is not invulnerable. That's quite profound.
It makes you think.
The idea of the nation might feel eternal, perfect even, but it's actually fragile and needs protecting, needs care from its people. A call for vigilance.
Yeah. A deep thought about national identity being both strong and delicate. Okay, another one from Frida.
She had so many good ones.
She really did. Donde no puedas amar, no te demores.
Donde puedas amar, no te demores. Where you cannot love, do not linger. Simple, direct, but so wise.
Right.
Prioritize love, passion. If a place or situation doesn't nourish you emotionally, move on. Value your well-being.
Find environments where you can actually thrive.
Yeah.
Good advice. And lastly, from Benito Juarez, a really revered former president.
Okay.
El respeto al derecho ajeno es la paz.
El respeto al derecho ajeno es la paz.
Respect for the rights of others is peace.
Yep.
That's fundamental.
Absolutely. Mutual respect is the bedrock of harmony, isn't it? Within a country, between countries.
Yeah.
Just basic peaceful coexistence.
Such a timeless and essential message. Yeah, these quotes, they really offer another powerful way to understand the values and history shaping the culture.
They really do. Okay, let's wrap up this section by looking at some colloquial sayings. The dichos populares, the everyday stuff that adds the real flavor.
Exactly. These are the informal, often funny expressions that make conversations lively. First one. No hay mal que por bien no venga.
No hay mal que por bien no venga. There's no bad that doesn't bring some good. Every cloud has a silver lining.
That's the one. It shows that inherent optimism, that tendency to look for the positive even when things go wrong.
A hopeful outlook. Okay, next.
We've heard this theme before. Más vale tarde que nunca.
Better late than never. Again, it seems this idea really sticks, doesn't it?
It does. That pragmatic acceptance, just getting it done, is better than not doing it at all. Action matters, even if delayed.
Right. What's the fun one you mentioned?
Ah, this one. A darle que es mole de olla.
A darle que es mole de olla. Let's get to it. It's mole in the pot. Explain this one again. The humor is great.
Okay, so mole de olla, it's this delicious stew, right? But it takes ages to cook. Hours.
Uh-huh. Slow food.
Exactly. So yelling, let's get going, it's mole de olla, is hilariously ironic. It's using the image of something slow to mean hurry up.
That's brilliant. Using humor to encourage someone. I love it.
Shows that playful side of the language. Okay, a word of caution next.
El que mucho abarca, poco aprieta.
El que mucho abarca, poco aprieta. He who grabs too much squeezes little. Don't bite off more than you can chew.
Precisely. Focus your energy. Do a few things well instead of spreading yourself too thin and messing everything up. Quality over quantity?
Good practical advice. What else?
This one promotes tolerance. Cada quien con su cada cual.
Cada quien con su cada cual. To each their own. Simple as that. Respecting differences in taste, opinion, whatever.
Yeah, that live and let live attitude. Very accepting.
Nice. And the last one.
A playful way to tell someone to chill out. O te calmas o te calmo. O te calmas o te calmo. Either you calm down or I'll calm you down. How is this usually said?
The source says it's often teasing, you know, lighthearted, between family or friends. It's like a gentle, funny warning to relax.
Not actually threatening, then.
No, usually not. It's that humorous way to de-escalate things. These colloquialisms, they really show the everyday wisdom and often the humor in Mexican Spanish.
They absolutely do. Okay, so we've journeyed through basics, proverbs, quotes, colloquialisms, quite a range. For you, our listener, wanting to maybe use some of these, what's the best approach? How do you start?
That's, yeah, really practical. The source material gives some solid tips. First off, don't try to learn them all at once. Pick just a few that, you know, resonate with you.
Start small. Makes sense.
Yeah, choose ones you can actually imagine using. Maybe something versatile like, más vale tarde que nunca, or qué padre.
Okay, so pick a few favorites. Then what?
Then really listen. Pay attention to how native speakers use them. Not just the words, but the tone. The situation, the context. When do they say it? How do they sound?
Observation is key. Get a feel for it naturally.
Exactly. It's about understanding the nuances beyond the dictionary definition.
Right.
Then practice. Find low-stakes situations. Maybe with friends who are learning too, or native speakers you feel comfortable with. Try using a saying. See how it feels.
Don't be afraid to try, even if it's not perfect at first.
Precisely. You can even ask for feedback. Did that sound okay?
Yeah.
Build that confidence.
Good advice. Practice makes. Well, maybe not perfect, but better.
Definitely better. And finally, always think about the tone and the context. Remember, mi veil.
Oh, yeah. Definitely need the right setting for that one.
Right. So match the saying's level of formality or informality to the conversation you're having. Make sure your delivery fits. That's crucial for sounding natural.
So recap. Start small. Listen actively. Practice in safe spaces and mind the tone and context. Seems like a solid plan.
Yeah, it's about gradually weaving them in, developing that intuition for the language as it's actually spoken.
Okay, great advice. So let's kind of bring this all together now. We've really taken a deep dive into the world of Mexican sayings today.
We certainly have. From those, you know, essential everyday phrases that just smooth interactions.
Right, the social lubricant.
To the deep wisdom in the proverbs, those powerful quotes from key figures, and all those colorful, expressive, colloquial sayings.
It's been, I think, a really fascinating glimpse into the language and the culture of Mexico. And we really hope that you, listening, have picked up some insights that go, well, beyond just vocabulary lists.
Absolutely. As you think back on all these sayings we've discussed, maybe consider which ones jumped out at you, which ones felt particularly meaningful or useful.
Yeah.
Because even just learning and maybe trying out a few can genuinely enrich your understanding and maybe help you connect a bit more deeply with the culture.
And that kind of leads us to a final thought for you to ponder. What does it tell us about a culture when it so often uses metaphor and humor and this deep-seated folk wisdom to talk about life, to navigate challenges, and express big ideas?
That's a great question. It says a lot, doesn't it?
It really does. And if this has sparked your interest, you know, seeking out authentic Mexican media, movies, music, books is such a fantastic way to keep immersing yourself and hear these sayings used naturally.
It truly is. There's always, always more to discover when you really open yourself up to another culture through its unique way of speaking.